Fast Amen Pitch Play Techniques, Beginner Edition. We're going to take the Amen break, slice it up, and then play it like an instrument at drum and bass tempo by pitching certain slices up and down for those classic jungle fills and that modern rolling urgency. The goal today is simple. You finish with a playable Amen in Ableton Live, plus a couple of go-to fast fill moves you can drop into a 170 to 175 BPM loop without it turning into a sloppy mess. Alright, let's set the room. Step 0. Prep the project so the Amen behaves. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot where the edits feel fast, but it still grooves. Now drag an Amen break audio file onto an audio track. Click the clip so you're looking at the clip view settings. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. Then set the loop to the bar length of the break, often one bar. Now the really important part. Make sure the start marker is lined up so the very first kick hits exactly on 1.1.1. Take an extra minute here. This is one of those boring steps that saves you an hour of why does this feel drunk later. If the first transient is late or early, every slice and every roll will feel wrong. Cool. Now we slice it. Step 1. Convert the Amen into something you can play with MIDI. The quick way is right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, Slice by Transient. Ableton will create a MIDI track with a drum rack and slices. Now, depending on your settings and version, you might get a drum rack full of pads, each pad holding its own slice and simpler. That's totally fine, and honestly it's beginner-friendly. But for this specific lesson, there's also an optional workflow that a lot of people like. Create a new MIDI track. Drop a simpler onto it, drag the Amen straight into simpler, then set simpler's mode to slice, and choose slicing by transients. Adjust the sensitivity until your slice markers land on the kicks, snares, and little ghost notes cleanly. Either way works. If you're brand new, the drum rack full of pads is easy to understand because each slice is sitting right there. Now, before we start doing the fun pitch stuff, we need to make sure pitch play actually works and doesn't fall apart at speed. Step 2. Key settings in simpler. If you're using slice mode in a single simpler, set playback to trigger for a tight one-shot feel. If you want the slice to stop when you release the key, use gate instead. Gate is amazing for super tight stutters, because it naturally shortens the slice. Set voices to around 8 to 16. Here's why. When you do 1/32 rolls, you're firing tons of notes. If voices are too low, notes will cut each other off in an ugly way. If voices are too high, it can get smeary. 8 to 16 is a safe starting range. Now the big vibe choice. Warp inside simpler. If you want the authentic jungle sampler feel, try warp off. When warp is off, pitching up also speeds the audio up, and pitching down slows it down. That's that classic chipmunk up pitch and demon down pitch energy. If it gets too chaotic or timing starts feeling unstable, turn warp on and use beats. That's the modern tight version. Pitch changes without the timing getting weird. Quick teacher note, there's no moral winner here. Warp off is flavor and attitude. Warp on is control. You can even switch depending on the section. Now let's get into pitch play methods. I'll give you two. Pick one. Method A is the easiest and most predictable. Sampler style pitch using duplicates. If you have a drum rack with slices on pads, pick one slice that you like. Usually the snare body slice is the hero. Duplicate that pad. Then in the duplicated pad simpler, change transpose. Do one duplicate at +7 semitones. That's a perfect fifth, very musical. Do another duplicate at +12 semitones, one octave up. And if you want a darker option, do another at -5 or -12. Now you've basically built a mini instrument, same exact slice, multiple pitches across pads. Pitch play becomes you switching pads quickly, not messing with automation. Super reliable, super fast. Method B is more expressive, but a little trickier. Automate pitch. If you're using one simpler in slice mode and you want the whole thing to jump pitch for a moment, automate simpler's transpose in arrangement view. Make quick moves like 0 to +12 back to 0 within an eighth note, or do a sudden drop to -12 for a fall through the floor effect. The jungle style loves abrupt jumps. Don't smooth it out. You want it to sound like a mischievous sampler, not a polite pitch bend. Now, before we program a fill, I want to give you one of the best time-saving habits for this whole technique. Pick hero slices first. Don't try to pitch play every slice of the Amen. That's how beginners end up with chaos soup. Choose 3 to 5 slices that react musically when repitched. A good starter set is 1 meaty snare body slice, 1 bright ghost snare or hattie slice, 1 aggressive kick plus hat composite slice, and 1 noisy tail slice. Noisy tails are magic for stutters because they fill space without sounding like a repeated drum hit. Build your pitch tricks around those. Everything else is supporting cast. Also, think in what I call legibility lanes. At 174 BPM, the ear can't decode everything. So keep your main backbeat slices, the snare that tells the listener where beat 2 and 4 are, mostly unpitched. Save the pitch chaos for fills, pickups, and call and response moments. This one rule makes your edit sound intentional. All right, let's program something usable. Step 4. Write a fast pitch play fill you can actually drop into a tune. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip for your Amen track. Start with a simple backbone. Put your main snare slice on beats 2 and 4, or match the classic Amen snare positions if you're following the original groove. Keep it simple for bar 1. Let the listener understand the groove first. Now in bar 2, we're going to do a pitch burst right at the end. Think of it like a ramp that launches you into the next bar. On the last beat of bar 2, switch your grid to 1/32 notes. Put a short roll, maybe half a beat or one full beat. Here's the classic move. The roll starts at normal pitch, and the last few hits jump up an octave. So for example, if you made 3 pitch pans from the same snare slice, start the roll on the 0 semitone pad. Halfway through, sprinkle in the +7 pad, and for the last 2 to 4 hits, hit the +12 pad. That upward lift is the we're about to loop energy. It makes the repeat feel exciting instead of repetitive. Now, another teacher trick that instantly makes this feel less robotic. Velocity. Velocity is your secret swing. Accent the first hit of the burst. Then taper the velocities down as the roll goes on. That turns it from machine gun into something that feels played. And at high BPM, that's the difference between demo loop and this could be a record. If your fast roll is blurring, don't immediately blame the MIDI timing. Often the slice is just too long. Shorten the slice without changing the groove. Go into the simpler amplitude envelope and shorten decay and release a bit. Or if you're using trigger and it's still messy, try switching to gate. You can also put a gate audio effect after the break track for that extra tight cut, but start with the envelope first. Cleaner stutters, same timing. Now let's make it swing without flamming. Step 5. Groove, but subtle. Open the groove pool and grab something like swing 16-55. Apply it lightly. Try timing at 10-20%. Adjust a little random, like 2-5%. The rule here, jungle can be messy, but drum and bass still needs the snare to smack confidently. If you overdue groove, the whole thing starts sounding late. So keep it subtle and let velocity do a lot of the human work. Now let's make it hit. Step 6. Stock device chain for punch and control. On your Amen track, at EQ 8 first, put a high pass filter around 30-50 Hz to remove rumble. Breaks often have low-end junk you don't want fighting your sub-bass. If it's boxy, cut a little around 250-400 Hz. If you need more snap, do a gentle boost around 3-6 Khz, but don't go too hard because pitch-ups can get harsh. Next, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2-6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This gives you grit and bite and helps the break feel consistent during fast bursts. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2-1. Aim for just 1-3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to destroy it. We're trying to make it feel like one cohesive drum performance. Then put a limiter at the end, sealing at -0.3 dB. It's mostly there is safety, because pitch bursts can create random spice that clip your channel. Optional. Drum bus after saturation if you want extra weight and smack. Keep drive low, like 2-5. Usually leave boom off for breaks unless you intentionally want extra thump. Now a quick sound design extra that will save your ears. Pre-emphasis EQ for clear pitch-ups. If the top end gets spitty when you pitch up, do a small narrow cut around 5-8 Khz before saturation. If the snare turns nasal, a small cut around 1-2 Khz, then saturate. The pitch-ups will sound smoother and less brittle. And one more pro stability trick for drum and bass. Band splitting. Duplicate your Amen track. On the high lane, high pass around 250-400 Hz. On the low lane, low pass around 250-400 Hz. Do your crazy pitch bursts mainly on the high lane. Keep the low lane more stable. Result, your mix stays heavy and solid, but the tops can go completely feral. All right, arrangement. Because technique is cool, but phrasing is what makes it feel like Riedel DNB. Try this as an 8-bar loop structure. Bars 1 and 2, straight groove, no crazy pitch. Establish the pocket. Bars 3 and 4, sprinkle tiny pitch tweaks, like a couple of +12 hits at the end of a phrase. Bars 5 and 6, do your full pitch play fill. like a 1/32 roll into bar 6, bars 7 and 8, go darker, use minus 5 or minus 12 hits, and leave more space so the bass can breathe. Here's the classic trick, alternate a busy bar with a space bar. Contrast makes the fast edits feel faster. Now, common mistakes to avoid so you don't get stuck. If timing feels drunk, it's usually warp confusion or the start marker isn't right. Recheck that the first transient is on 1.1.1. If needed, switch warp on with beats for tighter timing. If it turns to mush, it's often too many voices or slices too long. Reduce voices a bit, use gate, or shorten the envelope. If everything is pitched up all the time, it gets harsh fast. Mix in 0, minus 5, minus 12. Contrast is what makes the octave up moments exciting. And please don't skip cleanup EQ. Low-end junk from breaks will cloud your whole track, especially once you add a sub-bass. Finally, don't hard quantize everything to 100% and call it done. Use groove lightly and use velocity to shape feel. Let's end with a quick 10-minute practice routine you can repeat anytime. Set tempo to 174. Slice your amen. Choose one snare slice and duplicate it to 3 pads. 0, plus 7, plus 12. Write a 2-bar MIDI clip. Bar 1 is basic groove. Bar 2, last beat. A 1/32 roll alternating those pads, like 0, plus 7, plus 12, plus 7, and end on plus 12. Add your processing chain. EQ 8, saturator, glue, limiter. Then do an /B test. Warp off versus warp on with beats. Listen for vibe versus control. Decide which version matches the track you're trying to make. If your roll feels fast and controlled, and the transition into the next bar feels like a lift, you nailed it. One last workflow tip for CPU and sanity. Jam a few takes of pitch play on keys or pads, then freeze and flatten, or resample to audio. Consolidate the best moments. Editing audio microchops is often faster than trying to perfect MIDI forever, and it's very in the spirit of jungle. This audio version is shortened for playback.